It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch! Race Wars.
Back in the house, baby. Race Wars. We back here. We're back. Kurt's not in the building yet, but he's on his way. He's too busy fielding calls. We got Charlemagne the God in the house.
Yo, Sherrod, what's happening, my brother?
Yes, finally, Charlemagne, we got you in here.
I told myself, you know, it's hard. I didn't realize how hard it was not to talk to white people.
Right.
Because I saw Birth of a Nation last night.
Oh, boy.
The Nat Turner movie.
The new one.
That Nate Parker did.
Yes.
I saw a screening of it last night, and I said I wasn't going to talk to white people for a few days. I needed a moment, but I didn't realize how hard it was not to talk to white people.
Yeah, if you white, you can go all day not talking to
black people. Yes,
you
exactly.
Can go all day, all week.
My manager's white. My assistant's white. I work at iHeart. There's a bunch of white people there.
Can't avoid them.
I can't avoid them.
Can't avoid them.
How long were you able to go, though?
Not long. From the time I went home,
yeah.
Went to sleep and woke up this morning at 6 in the morning.
Okay, so yeah. Only sleep time, you cannot talk to white people.
Yeah, and then they was trying to be sarcastic, like, so what was you saying? You saying you wasn't going to talk to us. Yeah, and literally, I put this on Instagram yesterday after seeing the movie, and people were calling the radio station saying I should be suspended and fired.
No.
Because I'm racist. Because I put, I'm not talking to white people for the next few days, I need a moment. It's like, yo, I saw Birth of a Nation. Do you know what the Nat Turner story is about?
How was the movie, by the way? I got to see the
new
one.
Amazing.
Was it?
Incredible. The last 40 minutes is some of the best cinema I've ever seen in my life.
Is it a lot of fucking throat cutting?
Is it a lot of throat cutting? It's the Nat Turner story.
Yeah.
It's the Nat Turner story. I mean, they didn't show him killing any women and kids, which Nat Turner did, but he killed a lot of white men. A lot of Mortal Kombat fatalities were performed on Caucasian males. And I don't understand why they got so mad at me because I said, I don't want to talk to white people for a few days. After I saw Jaws when I was young,
yeah.
I didn't want to go in the water.
Right.
After I saw My Girl and I saw Thomas J. get killed by all those bees, I didn't want to go near beehives.
Yeah, you know, but the, I mean, if the bees could tweet, though, the bees would be like, that's awful.
That is a fact.
Holy
that is true.
So if the bees could whine.
It's more killing of white people in this movie than in Jane. Django.
Yes, it is. And I love Django. Django's okay, Birth of a Nation is my number one slave movie ever.
Moved all the way to the top.
It did. Django was my number one because Django wasn't a victim.
Right.
But I have to move Birth of a Nation to number one because it was based on a true story.
Right.
And I never thought that I would see a Nat Turner movie in the theaters. I thought that Django was the closest thing we'd ever get to a Nat Turner-like character in the movie theater.
But did it like build up like Django, like the first, I don't know, like three quarters of the movie, you get angrier and angrier on his behalf. Was it similar to that?
Yes, the first hour shows white people kicking our ass.
Right.
And then the second hour is a blowout. But then the white people do come back at the end and win the game because they hang Nat Turner.
Oh, yeah.
But you know that, though. It's not a spoiler because it's real history, you dumb fucks.
Did they show his childhood like early in the movie, Ray?
They do.
Like he was blind and he could play the piano?
They do. Right. They show all of that.
They show a young boy playing him.
Absolutely, they do. They do. From the time he's, I don't want to give the whole movie away, but if you ever read Confessions of Nat Turner, it's not hard to figure out.
It is shocking that this movie is out in America right now. Like, when we were young, we would never think you'd see this, ever.
But a black man had to do it on his own.
And like, did they produce it in America?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he did it in America, but
it was in, like, some international fests, right? And it had, like, a huge reception. Yeah.
17.5 million, he got at Sundance.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's the largest purchase of a film ever.
Right.
So it's a true black liberation tale all the way around, because it's a black liberation tale because it's about Nat Turner, and it's a black liberation tale because a black man raised $7 million.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, what studios, like?
Fox bought it.
Okay.
Yeah. So Nat had to go out there, raise the money himself,
and
shot the film himself. Stars in it, directs it, and Fox bought it for $17.5 million.
Now, if you could compare this to like Amistad,
I don't think I ever saw Amistad.
Oh, you never saw Amistad?
I never been big on slave movies. Once I saw Roots and saw Kunta get his foot cut off, I was good on that shit.
But like, some hot slave shit out there you've been missing.
I ain't never seen 12 Years a Slave. I ain't never seen The Help. Yeah. I ain't never seen Butler. I don't watch that. I don't like that shit.
So how were the performances in the movie? Like, you said it was shot really well and it was like really gratifying to watch, but how were the acting performances?
Amazing. If Nate Parker didn't have these rape allegations right now.
What?
Oh, you didn't hear about these?
Is it at UCB?
No. Rape allegations are going around.
How much rape is going around that I don't know about?
Rape allegations are going around. You know,
oh, God.
What happened? What
they said 17 years ago, he got arrested for rape in college.
Did he get convicted or was it?
Nah, all his charges got dropped. But his boy, who's like a writer on Birth of a Nation, he got convicted for like 6 months. But then I don't think he served any time. Like the charges got reduced to something of that nature.
College rape is so different from grown up rape,
bruh. If you read the transcript, yes, you read the transcript. It's a girl got drunk. Somebody Nate was clearly smashing, and the mistake he made was number one: never have sex with a drunk woman.
No,
I tell my brothers that all the time. If a girl is drunk, she's inebriated. I don't care if she's feeling on you. I don't care if she grabs your dick. Don't fuck her.
Yeah. Don't fuck her.
Don't do it.
I give them the whole test. I make them touch their nose and walk the yellow line.
See, the ABC's backwards.
And number two, if you are having sex with it, don't tell your boy come in. This ain't a party pack,
bro.
Oh, he
did one of those? Community pussy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it seems like. From the transcripts. That's what it seems like.
When you're in college, you know, that kind of shit floats through your head.
I don't even think it's like a when you're in college thing. I think one thing that people kind of have a hard time grasping is sometimes people who are maybe, who have done bad things in their lives or who are maybe bad can make good art. You know? So it's like, it doesn't really matter if, I mean, like Woody Allen made Manhattan
Roman
and he
Polanski
made Annie
won an Oscar.
Exactly.
And the media didn't kill him.
It's, wow. Yeah. I mean, I'm not.
How old was that girl? 14?
13 or 14?
Jesus
Christ. She was like 14 and the account of it's really awful. Like it's really graphic. And
what do you mean? The transcripts
of the account of her, her account of how it happened is like really ugh.
I asked this question on Twitter earlier today and I'm dead serious. Like, why are we so selective of the rapists we choose to support? Because if you think about it, Tupac had a rape case. He actually went to jail. I bet you love All Eyes on Me. I bet you Tupac's in your top five greatest MCs of all time. Yeah. Mike Tyson got convicted of rape. Mike Tyson's a legend out
He's a sweetheart now. He's America's sweetheart.
Kobe got arrested for rape. He beat the charge, but we were still supporting him when he, you know, scored that 50 points or whatever it was at that last game of the season.
Yeah.
Like, why are we selective? Like Ben Roethlisberger, you steal his fans.
Oh, yeah. He's still playing.
Come on.
It's really hard to be morally consistent with that sort of thing, though, because I mean that's a real concern. Because I mean there have been I can't really watch new Woody Allen movies. Mm-hmm. I just can't. I can't do it. I wouldn't begrudge people who do. But
I went to the premiere a couple months ago.
Yeah, personally, I just am like, I can't do this.
Yeah,
but
I ask. Be morally consistent.
Yeah,
I love that term.
But it's really hard. It's really hard to do it because there's so many people. Because a lot of it, it's hard to keep track of. First
but
of all,
but what about R. Kelly? When you going to stop listening to R. Kelly shit?
Yes,
I actually.
You don't listen to R. Kelly anymore.
I can't. How can you listen to R. Kelly after watching that sex tape?
The songs are amazing.
Did you watch the sex tape?
Yes, I did a few times. You know why? Because I've never
were
seen
your pants
a man,
on when
I,
you watched
yes,
it.
Yes, but I've never seen a man come, pee, and then come again in a span of seconds.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, that was kind
of
incredible.
Plus, you got the flap in your penis that's supposed to block that type of shit, that activity. Where's this flap?
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, yes. You got a flap. It ain't your Vans deference, but it's connected to your. It's supposed to stop the pee and then stop the semen from being coming out at the same time.
It was like weather. Like, I've never seen that. Like, it was like it was snow, then the snow turned to rain, then the rain turned back to snow. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So that was what bugged me out. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
Then it was the little nuances, like him playing Backstreet Boys in the back while the little girl is dancing. It's like, come on,
that's kind of...
Choose where you draw the line. And if you draw the line, you have to stick to that line. And
now, are we pedophiles for watching this tape? Because I watch it, too. I had a store in college. We used to sell the motherfucker.
Nah, we're more like groupies. Because, I mean, that for me, that was my first celebrity sex tape.
Yeah.
This was before they were so common.
You ever saw the Chuck Berry one? The old school one when he's peeing on
what?
A girl? Yeah, Chuck Berry's peeing on a girl on
Get
videotape.
Get the fuck out of here.
Shelby, can we pull that up? Yeah, Chuck Berry peeing on a girl way before R. Kelly.
That's not an issue.
I don't want to watch a person peeing on...
And videotape.
I can imagine what it looks like. I can imagine what it looks like.
Well, we're going to do a demonstration right now, actually.
It's fine. I got it. I know what it looks like to be peed on.
I peed on a girl before in the shower just to see what the thrill was.
I've never done it.
Wasn't a thrill to me?
Nah, I'm not into that. I tried to pee in the vagina before.
How was you like can't. Hard? You can't.
You can't. It's impossible.
Maybe R. Kelly can because he can
R. Kelly
switch
might,
it.
Yeah, he can come. He might can pee in the vagina.
Only time I can pee when I got a hard penis is like in the morning when you can't help it.
And you can't aim.
And you can't aim. It's all over the place.
Yeah, it's no aim when you got a hard penis.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Having a penis sounds terrible.
It's awful.
It is.
I wouldn't want a penis.
I need a rickshaw to help pushing around all day. It's huge.
Oh, is that what that wheelbarrow is for that you keep outside?
That's right.
Having a penis is terrible. It makes you make terrible decisions.
I give you that.
You know what I'm saying? It does. That's why when you look at this Nate Parker story, it was three guys in the room. One third guy was like, hey, man, I'm good, which leads me to believe his dick couldn't get hard. Because he's really smart, as he should be. He just
couldn't perform.
And some people can't perform when there's a train going on. I'm one of those guys.
Okay,
I'm not good with company anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I never stop. I don't. My boys be like this. I can't do this. I'm me. Once I'm focused in,
I can't do it.
It's all bets are off.
I can't do it.
All bets are off.
I can't do it. I never could. I hate trains. I tried it once in my life. I didn't like it. I went to sleep. I'm like, you know what? Y'all can have that. And then I woke up, and then the girl was by herself, and I was still drunk, so I tongue kissed her, and I forgot. My God, she was just in here sucking dick. Like, she literally was just in here sucking my man's dick. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Oh God, no.
Yeah, group stuff is weird. Group stuff is weird because it's like I don't know. It's no, I'm not. I can't do it with a guy involved.
You only can do it with a girl involved.
Yeah. That's the only, like, if there's more than one girl, then it can be like a group thing. But if it's like,
if it's two guys, you can't handle two dicks some more.
I would never want to, first of all, because it's.
Stop it.
I don't know.
We all have wants, Aaron. We all got needs and wants.
I don't know. I couldn't do that.
Is it the logistics?
The thing that would bug me is like, because the thing that guys usually want is like two girls and him. And I'm like super competitive. So like, fuck no, dude. I would be like, no, I'm going to out fuck you.
Oh,
and
that's
like,
the best.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That's why I hate menage a trois, because I'm too indecisive. I don't know where I want to come at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know who I want to come on.
You don't want to hurt feelings during your three-way.
If you come on this one, the other one's like this, but I sucked it for 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's like, who gets what?
Yeah.
It's
a lot of politics. I just don't think I could do it. I mean, other people have a lot of fun doing that. I couldn't.
So you've never had a dick, period, ever?
No, she had a dick. Yeah.
I'm not gay.
Oh, I thought she just said she liked girls.
No, I've messed around with girls, but I'm like,
got you.
Very, like, my attraction to girls is so minimal that I wouldn't even call myself bi. So, like compared to how much I like dudes, it's like so minimal.
You let them eat you out, but you don't necessarily eat them back.
I mean, I was young, so I'm not.
Two weeks ago, we're talking about.
Oh, that don't count.
No, I mean, when I was like in my mid-20s, probably there was like a few instances where it was like a few girls, but I was also like doing a lot more drugs back then.
Ah, so, Mr. OU.
Yeah.
Where's that girl gone?
So do girls treat girls like, you know, girls treat guys, meaning that if they don't get off, it don't count?
No, I mean, I didn't really think about it. I was just like, we were all messed. It was always a situation where it's like, we're all messed up and we're here and like, there's no dudes. So like, let's just do this. And it was just always like fun. And then it would be done. And the next day we would just go back to being friends.
So y'all was all drunk and high?
Yeah, kind
see, of. That's one thing girls can do. They can fuck around with each other sexually, and then the next day just be like this. Want to go to the mall?
No,
like,
girls, nothing happened. Yeah. Girls can fuck around with each other when they're drunk and high and not scream rape on each other in the morning.
That's true.
That's what they can do,
well,
too.
You know,
has a lesbian ever been arrested for raping another lesbian?
I think so, yeah. I think there's like
that's the sexiest rape story.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I think.
What the fuck?
I wish Tommy were here because I bet he would have insight into it. Because I think that
that a thing?
Yeah, in the gay community, there are issues with like abuse not being taken seriously. Because a lot of times the cops just think that it couldn't possibly.
I mean, I can see that.
I can see that.
And so it's like the
male community is like that.
Yeah, yeah. So they won't go to the cops because it's like, well, they're not going to be taken. It's like worse.
So it's kind of like when a man gets raped by a man. Sometimes the cops won't take it.
When a man gets raped by a woman.
When a man gets raped by a woman. When a man gets raped by a man. Yeah. Ain't nobody calling the police. Who I'm telling? I'm not telling nobody.
And it's also in the way that
that's between you and me.
Whoa. That's how Suge Knight did those. That's how Suge Knight did those two brothers. Remember the producers? That's why he went back to jail, because he had two brothers blow each other, allegedly.
Oh, look who it is.
He had the two brothers blow each other.
What's up, man?
They beat their ass, and they make them blow each other, and they got fucked.
Really?
Yes. Hey, that's why Suge Knight went back to jail after the Tupac. Remember they stomped the dude on the camera in Vegas? And he went back to jail over there because he was on probation.
I'm learning a lot. I learned Chuck Berry had a sex tape where he pees on girls, and Suge Knight had people
the two brothers fucked each other. They made them suck each other's dicks.
Chuck Berry? I thought Chuck Berry was hiding toilet cams.
No, he peed on a girl too. There's video of it.
I think there's just a lot of really awful people that, and you never know they're awful until you find out they're awful.
Kurt's
and then
here.
They are awful.
Dumb Kurt just
here
walked in.
He comes.
Speaking of rape,
man,
I'm
hearing
things about you, Kurt.
First is the first thing I want to say. Okay, all the inflammatory things that I posted, I, you have to understand, it was the only way I could get out of doing Comedy Knockout on Thursday. I just couldn't see another way.
Did they fire you from Comedy Knockout?
Yeah.
Oh my God, stop it. Now, first of all, explain the whole situation. I don't even know what's going on.
Can Charlamagne
needs to know.
Will you give me this the number?
I don't even know you, Kurt, but I've been here for 10 minutes and all I keep hearing is Kurt raped somebody.
Dude, isn't that amazing? Well, here's the thing, man, because I put an apology for my inflammatory, because here's what happened. I kept getting my point just turned into a lie.
Yeah.
Over and over again. And
dating.
And when people start doing that, I go, oh, you want to see fucking offensive? Well, I'm going to fucking show you.
Right.
Oh, you want to know, guys.
I'm not.
Which is like,
I'll give you something.
You know, when it comes to rape, that's maybe not the time. two.
Well, no. Listen,
you start from the beginning. What happened?
Yes, okay. Start from the beginning.
So you're aware of this new...
I just tried to explain to him before. Do you
explain it better than me.
Yeah, okay. Explain the whole thing.
So just to kind of give you... These are the facts and as they unfolded, as I experienced them and as most people in the comedy community experience
them. I'm sorry, I can't stop smiling. But go ahead. The whole story tickles me. I don't even know the whole thing, but...
Well, that's great. So on Saturday, this screenshot of a Facebook post started going viral.
Okay.
And the Facebook post had the poster kind of obscured. It was blacked out. But the Facebook post itself, and let's not say the guy's, should we say the guy's name?
No, don't say his name.
Okay. It's not important.
So the Facebook post said that there is a fairly prominent guy who hosts a lot of shows who is involved with UCB. Who had been, the post was like, hey women, warning, this guy just got kicked out of UCB for raping multiple women.
Jesus Christ.
After they looked into it and they found that this was true. So this is what the post
said. Cancel his open mic.
Internal investigation.
That's what the post said. It was like, this is what happened, and if you need to talk to somebody, if anything happened to you with this guy, you should contact this woman, this counselor at UCB.
So who did internal investigation?
Well, UCB.
Let me finish explaining.
So that thing just started going viral. And so it was it was an anonymous Facebook post. Nobody could really, I started asking around just because I one of the things that I have to do in my job is to not take things like that at face value, to be like, okay, where did it come from? Who posted it?
We all should do that, by the way.
Yeah, and nobody, it's basic stuff, but it doesn't come naturally, I don't think. Yeah. And because people want to believe things that their friends told them.
Nobody cares about the truth and the lies more entertaining.
Well, and also because...
It could be true. Who says it's not true?
Well,
It could be.
Well, it's what we know is true is that UCB did do an investigation, and we do know that he was banned. That was true. That did bear out. And we also know that UCB didn't officially post that. We know that was somebody, and the woman mentioned in the post wasn't the person who posted it. I reached out to UCB, and they told me... They told me directly that the woman mentioned in the post is not the woman who posted
it. Can I ask, did they say that, of course we said go to the police and whatever,
let me explain it just kind of in order. Uh-huh. So then it went totally viral. Everybody that I'm friends with on Facebook that's in the comedy community was just going apeshit about it in one direction or another. Some people were like, why didn't this woman go to the cops? Why didn't this happen? Others were like, you know what, there's a problem in the comedy community. A lot of times people get really intimidated. If something bad happens to them, they don't want to come forward. And I'm glad this woman came forward, and let's support her, and let's support this person's band. And some people were very pitchfork mobby, like, this guy's a rapist, we need to keep him out of comedy. So all three of those reactions, I think, are a normal human reaction to hearing that this person was hearing a rumor that a person is a rapist, mm-hmm. and seeing people react to it. But what ended up going the way that it kind of got kicked up to 11 was because some of the people that were reacting to it were a little bit combative, and the main person who was combative about reacting to it was Kurt.
How many times you call him a rapist, Kurt?
I didn't even see what you said. I saw people attacking Mike Che going, why are you sending me this message with the guy? By the way, because the guy called me.
Yeah.
The guy who got accused. Okay, don't say his name.
You already said it.
Everybody says it. It's out.
Oh, it's out there. Okay. Yeah, I don't know the story, so go ahead.
No, the story is this is out there. He's officially guilty. Okay, now I don't know him.
So he really raped somebody?
No, what happened was so UCB, I looked into this too. So UCB apparently has, because it's such a concentration of whenever you get creative,
they have
people,
they have a
big handbook for this is how things work when you are at UCB, and this is how you complain if you're feeling uncomfortable or unsafe, and this is the procedure. And apparently they have counselors who work on staff that, if you have a complaint, it's sort of like an in-house HR, even though you don't work there. You're paying to take classes and participating. And so if you have a serious complaint, you take it to these people who are licensed professionals, allegedly. I don't know for sure. I haven't verified who they are or whatever they do. But if you take it to them and they look into it and they find that there's a valid reason for believing it, then they will take action. And so if they find that the allegations of a sexual assault are believable enough that they think that it's making a person feel unsafe, then they can take action. So it's not the same as a court. They're not necessarily going to go to the cops. It's
that's not an investigation. That's just a decision.
Dude, here's my point. Okay. When the cops do an investigation, which is who should be doing an investigation, they question the suspect. Now, this dude, and I told him, I go, dude, I if you want to call in, you can call in the show. I'm curious. I don't know if you're innocent or guilty, man. If you're guilty, to me, this is worse because the punishment for you is you don't...
get to do comedy
he
anymore?
He does one monthly show.
That's not enough punishment.
He does one monthly show at UCB.
He does some stuff other places in the city, but he's sort of blacklisted.
Well, he opens
now.
For me, right. But other than...
Okay, okay, and then if he didn't do it, then this is, like, grotesque. So like, either way, this is fucked.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now... Shay said, why are you going to Herald coach, which might be oversimplifying it, but Shay's like, why are the police not called? Now, what set me off first was the people come at me going, women have to go outside the system and they can't, the cops laugh them out of court.
Yeah.
Oh, you went to the cops and they laughed you? I understand.
Well, I've never
seen
that.
No, I didn't even bother.
Well, so I didn't go to the cops at all.
I mean, I used to like report on a lot of this stuff and yeah. I did see people being really, I mean, it's really like a horrible process.
I believe
process.
It happens all
it's a
time.
Horrible process to go through.
I believe you.
When I got punched in the face on the street
yeah.
and going through that was like so minor.
100%.
It was like the least important thing possible.
Well, you should have been looking at me.
No, but I'm just saying it's a humiliating process and like but the reality is it's like it's such a complicated issue and I can see how especially in a community where women have felt neglected that they feel like they need to take justice into their own hands where it's like okay so
that's
this
dangerous
is,
shit
it
though.
Is dangerous
that's
it is dangerous but you can understand
before, wait,
like
first,
we were just talking
guys
about,
hold on before so let me just say this up top because of all this shit because now there's a shit storm that I'm officially I'm yelling at victims who I wasn't I was yelling at you Sue Smith
did you use an exclamation mark on social media
I
know,
wasn't
yelling.
You and you know Sue what, Smith going at each other
you know what I did I said here, I made the mistake of saying just you know I'm not talking to the victims I'm talking to you bloggers and you mob I'm not talking to the victim you do whatever you want
well the thing is you're you can't really right. you can't really draw a line between a victim and these people because a lot of women you know whether whatever they do in their lives a lot of women who are victims are bloggers and are
right.
like people who are speaking up and so it's something that's extremely okay. emotional
y'all do realize men right. can be victims too right?
absolutely
well, I've been accused of rape before I've been accused okay. of criminal sexual conduct I've been arrested for that 2 weeks after it happened, the day after it happened, when I found out that this is what this young lady said, I went to the police station myself.
Right.
Myself. And had a conversation with the person to yeah. see.
What was that? What? So what? How did that go down for you?
Well, this was years ago. This was like...
But that's what you gotta go in and get to the bottom of it.
Hey, just introduce yourself, man. This
is
a cop. No, you're a retired cop.
Yeah, I'm a retired cop.
Just tell them who you are and what you
Sure, my name's Scott Kasha. I'm actually a retired New York City police officer.
He does not look like a police officer.
Okay. No, he can go cop or rapist.
Cop
you're right, Charlie.
Cop or junkie.
But wait, before I even get into this thing, here's the first thing off the top, okay? Because all the things you're saying are true. Now, I just put an apology on Facebook, and the thing I put...
You?
You're making me think you raped her. You got the cop in here to defend you. You put
I have right now more heat on me than the actual guy you're saying is a rapist.
Wow.
Everyone.
It's just social
now,
media.
People are pretty
that's
fine.
Right.
You'll be
so,
fine.
No one in the world
that's
really
right.
knows.
And
fine.
So will the rapist. So will the rapist. I have worse than him and I'm going
to
be fine.
But we don't know if he raped somebody. We got to stop doing that to guys.
Okay.
We got to just stop throwing that
word around. Right.
Because
right.
men, we're guilty and then we got to prove ourselves.
You know what?
And even if we are,
in this case,
nobody believes
there's people who have now come forward. The problem is not that there's nobody saying that they had this experience. The problem is that all these people outed this person by name before any of that shit came out.
That's
not
that's
a
what's
story.
Crazy. But at this point, we've got some evidence that I'm 100% prepared to believe that he sexually assaulted
And I
people.
Would have, too. This is what makes
I'll
me
upset. Believe it because somebody said it.
Let me finish my apology because I want to be real clear because everything I say now is being, there's now five articles. Amy Schumer, I love this. Amy Schumer writer, that's my first name, is Amy Schumer writer.
They don't say cuckold first?
No. Oh, no, the cuckold. Fucking Amy Schumer writer, Kurt Metzger, blasts rape victims in lengthy rant.
Wow. Jesus.
So now, this is my apology, right? The fact that I got so inflamed from being taken wrong, this is why I'm wrong, because I think this shit is important, and I got caught up in I'm right.
Right.
Okay? So now, because I said all this crazy shit, you think it because I'm right, that's my ego. This is more important than me being right. And so I hurt. So people that are reasonable that probably agree with whatever you're saying I'm going to make it hard for them because my, like the one they're putting around is I said about how a woman's word is all I need. Cause it's the same as my Bible. They're both the same reliable.
Yeah.
And if you ask her what her name is or what happened, that's like hammering the nails into Jesus' feet or re-raping the good hole. I said that.
I know. So look,
that's probably not a good thing.
No, yeah, I think you could word it a little bit better. I understand what you're saying. I do get what you're saying.
That's right.
Because a woman's word is all you need to ruin a man's life in that manner. You don't do anything.
But, also, no woman would come out and just, it's hard.
That's
for
not
a
true.
Woman
so that's not true. That's not true. That is not true.
Let her finish. Sorry.
So listen. That is poorly worded, and I thought it was such a clever, funny way to say it in my head because I'm right, and I'm not thinking about, the supposedly this future innocent guy that I think I'm helping. I'm not helping that. And then if somebody's an actual victim, they're not going to look at the other post where I'm like, this isn't it, victims.
Right.
So,
they're just going to see the angry
yeah,
them,
so,
right.
So I have to apologize for that part of it because people then can't back me up easily when I'm right.
But this is my thing. What's wrong believing the away team? If a young lady says she got raped,
mm-hmm.
What makes us say we automatically have to believe that it happened? If the guy said he didn't, why can't we believe the guy?
Why can't we just go through the evidence and get to the bottom of it?
That makes no sense to me.
I think that there's a way to like have a sort of, because I've thought about this a lot and it's really tough because no matter who's right, someone's life is destroyed, right?
Yeah.
I think that if a woman accuses somebody of being raped, like obviously they need support. And they need somebody like who can be there and talk to them.
What if the guy immediately says I didn't do it?
I think we can support women in my life, just like the women in my life, my cousins, my sisters, my girlfriends. You can support
99.9% of them. If they say they got raped, I'll believe right away.
Dude,
99.9. But it's still that 0.1. I go like this, this is people I know. I'll go like this. Let's hear this out.
Yeah.
Because I know you, Keisha.
Can you tell me? But listen. Can I just tell you what set the thing off? First of all, the Cosby thing. I think Cosby did it. I had reservations.
Everything needs to be investigated.
I had reservations about how it went because I don't like the social media.
Yeah, Cosby. I believe Cosby.
But look,
yeah.
Janice Dickinson. If you come out on TV and say that motherfucker put me out and then fuck me in the ass, you got balls, and I don't think she's doing that for her health. And in the '90s, she was trying to say it. So
Beverly
Johnson
too.
All of them. All of them. I saw their face. They said it. They told me their story. Okay?
I would believe them.
Court of public opinion. You took the stand. I give it to you.
Right.
So I went along, but I had reservations because this isn't really the same. But you know what? He's guilty. And he's
powerful. Not the same as court.
How else are we gonna get Cosby? Okay, I go along. Next time, it's either Stoya and what's his name,
James Dean.
I don't even like James Dean. I want to think he's guilty because feminists like go fuck him and say they're extra feminist for it. This is delicious to me.
That's
that he's
the porn star who got accused for rape.
Okay, I don't want it, but fuck him. I don't know him. Okay, go along with that. We're going to say he's a rapist.
But it's not just her. There were a bunch of people came after that.
It's a bunch of people's word. Okay, fine. But bottom line, no court. We're going on Twitter again. Okay, fine. Next one, Beth Stelling. I know Beth.
Okay.
I know her. I don't think she's a liar. I know Sam Morril. Sam Morril got in shit from these fucking feminist bloggers for telling a rape joke. And Sam's, I'm not going to tell their business that he told me, but based on talking to him, I believe it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You believe who? The guy or the girl?
I believe Beth based on talking to Sam and them. It wasn't much evidence I even needed. Okay.
Now, Beth said, what's the
best part? Guys get no benefit of the doubt
Hold on. This is part of my point because I'm not even giving guys benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we come to no story. I don't know who's making the accusation. All you need, and I wrote this in that thing that you're all mad about. Never mind who the women are. All you need to know is a woman said it. Can I get a detail? All in good time. For now, all you need to know is he's guilty.
He's a rapist. That's scary. That's
scary. Guilty until proven innocent.
That's scary.
Now,
also,
this is scaring the fuck out of me.
That's
and
scary.
I'm sorry for the language I used. I don't understand why I'm the only one now. I'm the spotlight. No one else is disturbed where this is going.
I am.
And I'm someone who went along
with
all
of
them. What
you mean where it's going? Yeah. It's been going this way. And the bad part about it is somebody like Nate Parker, right?
Yeah.
Nate Parker was proven innocent in a court of law.
Right.
What does that matter
now? No, he was proven not guilty, and there's a difference.
Nobody gets proven innocent.
Do you know that story?
Yes, I know the story.
The chick admitted to lying about him.
I
don't know about that one.
That's fine, but let me get a point out.
No, I thought you meant the black football player.
If we're talking legally, you don't get proven innocent, you get proven not guilty, and the way that works has nothing to do with actual guilt or innocence. It has to do with evidence.
He said he had sex with the girl.
That's to do with the law, and has to do with how allegations are filed.
But he said he had sex with the girl, and he said she was drunk, but it was consensual. They used a condom. The girl even called him to tell him that her period was late a couple months later.
But that's not evidence, so she called him up later. Well, people traumatized people do all kinds of things that are not consistent with how you would handle it.
I give you that.
But
why don't, that's
I
true.
Give that.
So that
I
is not
that.
Evidence
that's
for
true.
Me.
That's
not
question.
Evidence.
That's true. But let me ask you a question. Why don't you even believe him if he said he didn't do it? He said they was drunk. They had sex
first
with each other.
First of all, this woman killed herself later.
12 years later, we don't even know if that had to do with the rape.
Wait, she killed herself, this
girl?
Yeah,
when she was
30. 12 years later?
12 years later!
That could be a couple of dates.
Okay.
All right, can I interject? Because there's so much.
Believing people is a choice. Wait, let me just one thing. Believing people is a choice, okay? And it's now political choice. So if she says that this guy raped her,
and it's gender-based,
and she's got everything to lose, I choose to believe her. And that's the whole crux of this believe her thing. It's what choices are you going to make on behalf of victims who are suffering?
Once again, I've been arrested for criminal sexual conduct, had to give blood, hair samples, all of that, and wasn't guilty.
And
at
no
all.
One's calling you a rapist.
And my charges
no one's
got dropped.
That you, great.
Oh,
and no one's
if that
would have
happened to me
it.
Now, this luckily this was when I was
this before Twitter and all that
this
shit.
Before I was anyway.
Right. Oh, you'd be the rapist on Twitter and Facebook and social media.
Listen, right now, people that don't know me don't know shit about me. In fact, Sue Smith. Oh, hey, Amy. Kurt Metzger is horrible to literally every other woman but you. Literally horrible to everyone.
So if we can lie
about that, I don't think that. Now, I just want to let the cop.
Sexually?
No, I just want to let the cop. I'm a selfish lover. I just want to let the cop.
Cold hands. He bites his nails. Well, they scratch me.
Listen, finish your point, and I just want to let the cop say where you're
coming from. I think my whole point about this was that I think that it's great that we're living in a time where we believe women and take women seriously. But I also think that because we take women seriously and because we take their safety seriously, it's really important that we just give something like a second to evaluate where it's coming from and who's saying it.
That's
like,
what I said.
The fact that we went totally apeshit over this anonymous, if some person would have just contacted UCB and been like, hey, did this happen? Can you confirm or deny? And if they would have been like, yes. And then they would have been like, I just contacted UCB. You know, and I'm not saying that you have to like double check on people, but it's also like this woman didn't out herself, first of all. So all of this conversation is happening sort of without her consent. And it's not clear that
that's
scary too. It's not clear that she even wanted it to happen, because like if I'm trying to think of like a situation where, I don't know, if I were working with a guy and he had taken advantage of me in like a way that was criminal and I felt violated by him. Yeah, like Sherrod, when you, that thing you make me do before I go
on
the air.
I said that about Sherrod. Yeah. That's multiple accusers.
No, it's the thing is, one of the problems that I had with this, the way the whole thing unfolded, is like, God, we don't know how she feels about this. Like, we don't know.
Let her do
like that. She reported him to you. She did the right thing for what she could do within the parameters. It's really hard to prove date rape in a court of law.
Not talking to her, talking to them.
And so,
sweetie, go to the police. We got to go to the police. It's real important.
I don't see why you would go to the cop. Why didn't they tell her that?
Why did you go to the comedy house?
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. There's so much
have been kept out of all of this so far.
Okay. I'm curious why they didn't say, okay, that happened. Let's call the cops and let's all settle this and investigate it.
All right, I have to get the disclaimer. I know nothing of the details of this case other than what I've seen on social media, and I concur.
Social media should not be the eyewitness. We gotta stop doing this.
I agree.
But there's so much. I can curse, right?
Yeah.
There's so much bullshit out there. I've heard you have to pay for your own lawyer. I've heard stuff like, cops threw me out. They laughed at me.
Oh, you're talking about like rape victims saying this is what happened to them when they went to the police.
Did you read the blog Shut Up Kurt Metzger where she said courts laugh rape victims out? Please point to the instance of the rape victim walking out with the entire court.
I've never seen that. Rape gets taken very seriously.
Yes. So I can tell you. Wait. I can tell you for a fact, okay? I can't talk for every other police department. The New York City Police Department takes rape incredibly seriously, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If the precinct.
Do you have an untested rape kit backlog in New York City, like in most other major cities?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't.
Because most major cities do have backlogs of rape kits that were taken. A woman did the right thing. Okay. She went in.
And they
didn't
test them.
And there's hundreds of thousands.
Media then. I cannot apologize for the system. The system is fucked up, okay?
Yeah.
And honestly, people, this is a very touchy subject, okay? I'm a sexual abuse survivor, so I can really empathize with rape victims, okay?
Yeah.
If anybody's going to empathize with them, I am, okay? But what's playing out on social media can actually hurt this case. If it does go to the cops, what's going to happen is the defense team, okay, is now going to pick apart everything on social media and what inconsistency are with the testimony, okay? Yeah. So that can potentially spring a rapist. UCB, okay, if this allegation is true, should be sued because they did not protect. If somebody came to them with one rape allegation and they didn't go to the police and then this guy did it again, they are on the hook. They are liable. They are just not just as guilty, but they are very guilty. Mm-hmm. They are very liable in the situation.
So hold on, just to be clear, you're saying don't try to Joe Pa the problem? I was saying, but now I'm wrong.
Fuck well, I think what you're saying is really interesting because because I used to work at Gawker, which just got sued into oblivion.
Yeah, that's a very reputable.
It's reputable Gawker. When we want to talk about we want to talk about people who have been in situations where like a lawsuit has been like catastrophic.
Right.
So what happens in some cases if you play it fast and loose with sex stuff and saying stuff about what people are or are not, or like exposing people's private lives and allegations, and you're an entity and you're public and it's attributed to you. I the thing that I kept thinking is like, can UCB be like sued into the ground for this? Like who, I mean, and I'm not a legal expert, but that was a thing that crossed my mind. It was like, could the guy who was accused of it and had his whole like life ruined,
he's suing now, right?
Even if there, I mean, even if he did it.
Why did a young lady confide in UCB?
Because that was probably the only course of action that she felt that she had.
What kind of punishment is that? So, well, I mean, you can't play a club. What if the guy leaves comedy? Yeah. Now this guy is walking around the street, a rapist.
Yeah. Right.
And guess what? Okay, he's more liable to do it again.
Stop throwing that R word around. Like, listen, this criminal sexual conduct, this sexual assault. Yeah. A lot of times, a guy might grab a titty and then he gets arrested. And he's always a rapist.
Yeah. Well, people use sexual assault and rape interchangeably, which I've always found really annoying, because they're not the same. The same thing.
It's levels to rape, okay? Yeah. Like, rape is the big one.
There's about 12 different sex offenses in the New York State penal law.
12!
Something like
that. See, but everybody says rape for every one of them.
There's different degrees of sexual assault, unlawful sexual conduct. Not counting minors, I think there's about 12 different.
Wow.
Well, my point that I was trying to make also, I wrote like just a stupid thing on Facebook.
I hit nine of those.
You better stop playing.
If you accuse somebody on behalf of somebody else and there's no, and they want to remain anonymous, right? And you just put it on yourself to publicly by name out this person now and call them a rapist with nothing behind it, then not only are you exposing everybody to all kinds of liability, you're just doing the victim a disservice, because now if there's a lawsuit, you're putting her or them in a position where they might have to now come out, and they wanted anonymity. The reason we don't know the details of what happened
just
and
like
their
the
names
rape,
is because
rape.
They didn't want us to. They didn't want it to be public.
It's taking power
that's
away from the
so
victim again.
About that. Not that he might be a real rapist who's outed. That's not the shitty part.
Yeah.
The shitty part is now they're doing. They're nobody's helping the victim do
no,
that.
No, they selfish even with her pain.
I mean, and even
mean Allison Klimp's projecting herself onto it? Is that what you're suggesting?
Allison's a friend of the show.
I know. I really like her, but her nickname's the bowling ball. On account of how sharp she is.
He's on a roast.
I think it's really hard if you're a woman or a man who's been victimized to come forward to an authority.
Well,
it's really
hard. It's embarrassing.
Nobody cares about man on man.
It's not embarrassing. You're victimized again. Yeah. I mean, you're really... Yeah. It's a horrible, horrible system.
Right, so you understand why people don't... It's awful. Cops do take it seriously, but you understand why, even if they're taking it with the utmost seriousness and they're being complete professionals about it, you understand how it would still be hard.
Nobody cares about grown men raping other grown men. Let's be clear about that.
I think I think that in the last few years...
I have a joke. Hold on. I got a joke that I do about it now, because... about prison rapes going away, because we ain't getting rid of the fairest part of our justice system. And when you're down about the justice system, that's what cheers you up again.
Yeah.
At least Jared from Subway is getting fucked right now. That's what people love it, and that's why it's never going away.
This is the thing that trips me out. Whenever we talk about man-on-man rape, that's how you know nobody takes it serious, because they only bring up prison rape. You think people ain't getting raped out here in these streets?
You're right.
You think grown-ass men ain't out here raping grown-ass men
every day?
But men aren't even coming up to speak on it, because that's the most embarrassing
thing. Or just how about men's children?
Ever.
But you know what? If people are telling female victims of sex assault to go to the police, which I believe that they should, and I know it's not easy, and I know that you're hurting and you're traumatized and it's not an easy thing to do, but you know, there is somebody who's going to attack other women. It's also incumbent on men to do the same thing, and this it's
Mr.
so
officer,
embarrassing.
I think whatever
it's
I
not
do,
an excuse Mr. to officer, let predators go.
I agree, but Mr. Officer, how many times has a man came to the police station to say he got raped by another man, a grown man?
So I worked in Chelsea.
Okay.
So it was a surprising it got supporting a surprising amount.
How hard did y'all laugh?
Jesus, I hope
not. I was a cop back in the 90s. I was a cop back in the 90s, so it's a little different environment.
And it was like this. Walk it off.
See? Exactly.
No.
The cops didn't take it serious.
There is a very strict protocol when there's an allegation of sexual assault. If the precinct detective squad can't make the arrest, it gets referred to special victim squad. And that's all they, SVU.
Yeah.
And that's the real deal. I mean, they really handle their shit. They will thorough investigation. Every dot.
Let's say your rape kit
didn't get tested, by the way. Why is the social media thing, hey cops, test our rape kit. Hey cops.
It is, Kurt, it is. It is. You're not, like, if
there
you, if
be
you,
no th- backlog it's, no, of fucking rape kits. No, that's ridiculous.
I've never even heard of it. The thing is,
there's a documentary about it. They see them piled up in a room.
Yeah, if you're a person, man or woman who claims to stand up for victims and you're not fucking pissed about the rape kit backlog, then you don't really stand up for victims.
It's gross.
No, it's really disgusting.
Like, if a man rapes me, do I need a rape kit?
Yeah.
My butthole's not enough evidence. No. All the blood and
they
shit.
They gotta get in there and get all.
That's what the kid is.
Welcome to being a woman. There's never enough evidence. They can literally never have enough evidence.
By the way,
they gotta get in there and scoop it out. They gotta scoop you out.
All my positions, here's the thing. I believe all the, even the most hysterical figures on how much rape happens, I just believe them. Because just in my personal life.
But you know what, Kurt? You know what,
hysterical, Kurt? That's a ridiculous word.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Why would you use hysterical?
I'm gonna tell you why.
I thought he meant to say hysterical. I was like, no. What?
when people go, oh, these college stats are hysterical. That's what I'm saying.
I get it.
Maybe don't get hung up on that. When they say that,
okay,
I believe
so
them.
Another person's words. You're like quoting.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Right. Just go. I mean, if we not established it, maybe you can just like not.
I got it.
Pick apart every time I misspeak.
I got it.
This is the era we live in, Kurt.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
We're just trying to do our due diligence so you don't get.
But I believe the quote-unquote hysterical things, I believe him because just of the sheer number of people I know personally.
I agree.
Where I almost feel like the oddity for never having had anything happen to me.
Yeah.
I'm not doubting you. However, the 2% people lie about rape statistic, you know where they get that? That's the number of women who come out and go, I lied about my rape. Now, here's two things wrong.
That's
one,
a fact.
One, I'll bet those women, a lot of them didn't lie. I'll bet they got pressured into saying they lied. Mm. And the women who did lie, saying rape, the numbers are higher than the whatever the right-wing dudes want to admit.
And you know what?
Yeah. And the lying about rape is clearly a lot higher than 2%, whether you want to admit or not, and it hurts that other huge amount.
But Kurt, you know what? It's not just that. It's also that, like you were saying, and to speak to your point, there are degrees of it, right? So there's full-out rape, and then there's all kinds of degrees
there's
of assault.
There's penetrative rape.
Sure, but the point is this. The point is that there's all these little kinds of assault that people think are so funny, like some guy touched me on the subway,
true.
Or here's my dick, no big deal, or someone's just masturbating and looking right at you, and that shit's traumatizing,
like
and it sucks.
Week.
And those people are victims, too, and for some reason, that's hilarious, and we can only get up in arms over actual
but
real
I
assault.
That
shit's assault, and men don't take that seriously. They think it's a fucking joke.
I do.
And that shit's not a joke.
Rape culture is real. Rape culture.
Someone just
is real.
Looking at me and touching his dick without my consent is an assault.
What do you
on
think?
Me.
You say somebody touching your dick?
And my penis is my property.
Should I stop? Sorry, Karen. Should I stop?
No means don't touch my dick.
Beautiful transgender I've ever seen in that photo.
So Karen, do I stop?
This is my outing.
So another thing people don't
think
about
brave.
When you're a victim, a lot of times you don't believe it happened. I know for me, this shit happened when I was like 18 months up until I was 5 years old, and I just repressed that shit. I just locked that shit away. That was my normal. I smoked a joint one night, and everything just
flushed
came
back. Yeah,
and I'm just like, holy shit, this could not have happened.
It
to
was
me.
A guy that was doing it to you.
It was my my retarded uncle.
See, this is what makes me feel like I'm crazy.
He wasn't retarded.
Please call him mentally disabled, sir.
No, he had Down syndrome.
He might have had Down syndrome.
No, fuck that. He raped you. He can be retarded. You can call him retarded. He raped you.
You
don't gotta be politically correct when a motherfucker rapes you.
I was joking. That was my joke.
No, you're right. He might have been retarded, but that dick wasn't retarded.
But you don't believe it. Like, I would sit there in therapy going, this shit didn't happen to me.
Right.
You don't believe it in your own head.
It defies
comprehension. It's like 9/11. To tell somebody who didn't live in New York what 9/11 was like, they wouldn't get it.
That's true, because I was in South Carolina watching it on TV, and I'm like, that's not real.
I was in Amsterdam, Holland, watching it.
Oh, by the way, just so you know, I put up, with very little to go on, just a fan's GoFundMe, this dude that got raped in a homeless, said he got raped in a homeless shelter. Go fuck yourself. Out the window. All whatever shit I did that established what it is doesn't matter, because someone's going to take some bullshit part of what I said and make me in their strongman.
Kurt, I think that the most important thing about this whole thing is, like, you mentioned that that you got upset by like you being taken the wrong way and you wanted to correct it? And because it's easy to get defensive when people take you wrong, like the opposite of what you mean, when people are like, "That's what you mean," and you're like, "No, I didn't." And they're like, "Yes, yes, you did."
Well, I'm like, "Am I dating but this person?"
But
what's
I think,
happening?
But I think what the most important, I think something that's really important for men and for people who aren't directly involved in this is that this is another person's like maybe personal worst day of their life. Yeah. Like it's their personal crisis. It's their trauma. And it's really important that we don't make this about ourselves.
Well, no, like, hold on.
This is what people fail to realize about rape. It's about two people. Though.
Wait, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sure, it's about the guy and it's about the girl.
Hold on, but
it's about the victim and the assailant.
This is the main thing that I was trying to talk about, okay? If we're establishing a new rule where based on not even a story, we declare a guy guilty, it does involve me. Because next time it could be me and I didn't do shit.
It happened to me.
That guy Mike, by the way, that guy Mike Cernovich everybody hates, if you wonder how he got like that, it happened to him. And a judge goes, "Well, I know you didn't do it, but in this climate, how can I? So now you're surprised he's a little nutty online? And you know what? So I'm just saying it cuts both ways, the fucking fear. And I'm on board with listening to your story.
Yep.
Please tell me the story. Tell me the story first. I want to listen to it. You could come on and tell me. But I'm not doing where we do this thing that we declare guilt based on just a person whispered to another person. Then everybody gets a pat on the head for bravery.
Yeah.
You took no risks to get Facebook likes, and I'm not going to pretend this is getting ugly.
I think I'm on your side, but that's ugly.
I think
these things are different depending on what kind of a woman you are. It's safer or less safe to admit
or talk about.
No, okay, so I'm talking specifically
about what kind of woman you are. If you're
a privileged white girl doing comedy in New York, and you had your dad co-sign your apartment in the East Village, and you're posting about on Facebook about sexual assault, and you're like, "I'm so brave." I mean, it's so much easier in that community to post about sexual assault than if you're like a young Latino woman.
Just like Aida Rodriguez said on our show that these motherfuckers is taking all her suffering, but she actually got raped and beat in the street.
Yeah.
And I mean,
I'm not saying that you don't have
but
a right.
But there's young girls out here saying no more rape with t-shirts and shit. Fucking, and they ain't never even been close to anything like
that. What you say is a good point, because I think that we need to look at both parties when it comes to stuff like the date rapes and the stuff that happens on college campuses at parties and stuff like that. Let's really do thorough investigations. When it comes to the shit on the street, somebody busts you in the fucking head in the street and rapes you on the street, it probably really was a rape. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You said
something earlier in the show that I don't really hear a lot of guys say, and I wish more people would, but you were like, "Don't have sex with drunk girls."
Oh, absolutely.
Like, and I think that goes for girls too. Yes. If like a guy is like way too drunk to be fucking you, and you're like, you still have your head, you should not have sex with him.
No, don't say that. If I'm drunk and you're sober and you want to fuck me,
I would never.
By all means, do your thing.
Am I wrong about this? Because there's a misconception about that. If you have sex with someone drunk, it's automatically rape.
No, it's not. But I think if you want to be careful,
it's not. It's if they're incapacitated.
I think if you want to be careful, it depends on the state you're in.
But I thought you have to say yes. You can't just.
No. I mean, if you want to get tactical, if somebody is too intoxicated to give consent, yes, it is considered rape.
I had a whole stretch.
By the strict definition of the law, yes, it is considered rape.
I had a whole stretch, I had a whole stretch where I never took my own pants off before sex. I never did it. The girl always had to unfasten my fucking pants.
Humble brag.
I'm not doing it on purpose. So you can't say I took advantage of you.
That's consent.
Yes, that's my consent. I didn't want to videotape every time. Jermaine Dupri said he videotaped every time he had sex. Because girls lie. He said he videotaped a consent at the beginning.
Right. And by the way,
no judge would convict me if I say, "Hey, she took my pants off, Your Honor."
When I was on jury duty after I got done, I could Google everybody. I Googled the prosecutor, and he was the same guy that prosecuted that rape cop case in 2012. Remember a few years ago? So there were people like, these cops like escorted this woman home.
Yes.
And then went in and raped her.
Yeah, yes.
And there's all this evidence. They've got video and stuff, and they still couldn't convict. They had a misdemeanor. It was fireable.
Wasn't his wife on NBC Morning News?
But that's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened in the trial I sat on, Karen, as a juror. Yeah, was the same shit. She did everything right, and it's hard to convict.
Let's pick up the phone. Let's pick up the phone, please, because he's got it. We got to get this call.
That's like I don't know an unarmed black man being
12.
I got
nothing here.
Okay, he's got nothing.
He said 12, but 12 means.
Who do we have?
But yeah, Darlene Rodriguez from NBC. Her husband's a cop. They remember they took that girl, and then he went back around after and had sex with the girl. He said it was consensual. She said it wasn't. But that's like shady
shit.
That's
a bad example, because it's a cop. Cops don't get convicted of crimes.
Wait,
let's be clear.
Hold on.
That's not true.
Okay, they don't get convicted of rape and killing an unarmed black man. All right?
Yeah. Hold on.
The big crimes.
Guys, let's hold on before you go. Barry Crimmins is calling in, who, as you know, was a rape victim who has that documentary.
Oh, yeah,
I was talking
Barry Crimmins, comedian.
And by the way,
Raising Man Barry?
Barry Crimmins, you know who he is?
Yeah, he was great on the show last time.
Like, right?
My guy Barry?
Yep.
Yeah, Barry got raped?
Smart as hell.
Yeah, comedian Barry Crimmins. He got a whole book about it. It's fucking...
Now, hold on. I just want to say this. Rape is very difficult to prove.
Barry Ribs?
No, not Barry. No, that's a different Barry. Yeah.
Right, listen.
Somebody raped Barry.
Listen, rape is hard to prove legally. That's why you don't dick around on Twitter first.
Barry Ribs, hope somebody raped.
All right, is Barry there?
This is Barry Crimmins.
I'm here.
There we go.
Hey, Barry.
Yes.
Hey. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Thanks.
Because Barry's the one who called me this morning.
Jared, who else is there?
We got Charlemagne here. Charlemagne the God. He's here.
What's up, my guy?
Then Aaron's here.
Aaron's here.
Hey, Barry. How are you?
Aaron's here. And Karen is here.
Hey, what's up, Barry?
And a police officer who's nice enough to come in.
Okay.
Now, you know what's going on, right, Barry?
Yeah.
I have some idea, but first I want to just say this about Kurt Metzger. He saw the film that Bobcat made about me, in which it largely hinges on the fact that I was raped multiple times as a four-year-old boy. And his response was as compassionate and right on as anybody. So I think that, you know, I just want to make that clear, that he got it and is a good guy, and I think the world of him.
Well, Barry, you're apparently drunk.
Yeah, now. Barry, now you officially love rape. I hope you're happy.
I had an idea after this show.
I want to
say, you know, I read what you wrote today, Kurt, and I understand it was satirical, and I get it.
Can't be satirical with rape,
though. Could have done well without the whole line.
Okay. Yeah, that whole line was hard.
Listen, because I talked to Barry on the phone today.
Harsh.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, dude. I got caught up. It's like when I get called the thing that I'm not, and I get caught up and I'm right, that's me, because this is important. And I'm making now my ego the thing, and it's not that. And so that's a fuck up that I apologize for. It really is, because people I think are on my side.
Kurt, you like to show people how much you don't give a fuck.
I do, but I give a fuck about this, so that's the wrong move on my part.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, good. So we fill the hole in, and then maybe we can find some common ground to stand on, and that's good. And people who want to condemn somebody forever because they might have said the wrong thing, you know, that's ridiculous. What we need to do is move further along on this issue that we're really in the foothills of. You know,
I agree.
There's a mountain in front of us, and we're in the foothills of it. And so if we stop and squabble before we need the strength and energy to get up and find this higher ground where we get a better view and we can begin to become more civilized society where, in fact, people realize that rape is way, way too prevalent, way too common, and it happens to far too many people. Or if it happens to one person, it's far too many people. Then, you know, if we can't get there because we're going to stop and squabble with one another or put little traps along the way for one another to win some point, to be stupid ass Americans who are like into this either or shit like our politics, where you just have to be dogmatic and win your point or win your moment.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're not going to move forward.
Yeah. We're not
more civilized and safer for everybody.
It's true. Which I'm guilty of.
I just want us to have more thorough investigations of rapes. That's
we
all.
Have to.
That's it.
But like we're before, doing such yeah. a we're doing such a bad job
everybody
with the basic
is.
Thing.
The court of public opinion is terrible because they just awful. Jump to conclusions and make you
well
guilty.
The court of public opinion exists because the justice system has been historically bad. And so people are like, well, now we have this power through social media. What's happening is totally understandable, but it's not necessarily ideal.
Right.
And
the idea that, you know, Kurt says, you know, makes a comment or two that, you know, he might want to rethink, and apparently he already has, and he becomes the focus of the whole thing. In the meantime, we still might have this predator prowling around at comedy clubs. And by the way, I've spoke two separate women have come forward, and I'm quite sure this is the person they were talking about, and told me about it. I know one of her, one of them brought her stuff to the cops, and they were sympathetic, but they didn't think they could make a case. Mm-hmm. And so they, you know, part of this is their concern that this will happen to someone else. Part of it is, of course, you know, early on, after you have this kind of trauma inflicted on you and you realize it, you're going to have a period of rage, and rage is irrational at times. And so, I mean, you can do and say some things that everyone should try. And when you get a little context for where the person's coming from, you know, we can let it go. When you consider what's happened to them and maybe the lack of justice that they're going to face, you can understand why they'd be pretty upset about this.
I can.
But when other people appoint themselves as their proxies without any sort of deputization, mm-hmm. and then decide to make the whole thing about Kurt yes. Metzger, we get lost. We
That's
get
exactly
lost.
Right.
Don't y'all think it's kind of crazy?
I saw that kind of happening today, and I don't want that to happen. And I think Kurt has walked back his stuff, because I know Kurt from what he, the way he responded to the film, is a guy who is a compassionate person who doesn't want anybody to be raped. And there's some common ground.
I disagree, sir.
I want to be on your side.
The fact you got to state that is like, what? I would hope he's the kind of guy that doesn't want to see
anybody. And I say again.
Wait, but Barry, you texted me something, because this is a thing that I think you said it. I probably should have just ran it all by you before I said anything.
Don't y'all think the guilty by committee thing is crazy?
No, that's scary.
Like, just because more than one person comes and says you did it still doesn't necessarily make you
right,
guilty.
Well, right.
Which is why we need to examine this stuff.
No,
right.
Who
and Barry
should be on trial is the person that these allegations are against.
Yes. Women don't just band together.
Who should have to answer to this stuff.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, there's nothing wrong with one woman telling another woman or anybody that this person is dangerous. This person
yeah. I agree.
Me and not letting them roam about, you know, without any sort of identification.
Right.
Yeah.
But now it seems like word of mouth is Twitter. Like social media is word of mouth.
I'm not talking to them.
That's the dangerous
part. I'm talking to the people that don't know either person and are gleeful. The glee. Finally, I can get in on this.
Well, I mean, devil's advocate, though. Yeah. I think that because, I mean, just I think a year and a half ago, there was a bunch of stories about problems with sexual assault and maybe asymmetrical sexual relationships within the improv community. So it's obviously a problem.
What
with
the fuck is going on? Yeah.
Hey, that was my first post. Why is this?
Yeah, Kurt, you wrote that. You wrote that under your pen name.
You thought it was all fucking high fives and cool bye byes.
This isn't something that doesn't have context, is what I'm saying. This is something that's been bubbling up and has.
If you listen to a lot of people's acts, I don't think you can be that surprised that there's some creeps floating around.
Understand this. This is only the white comedy world, really.
This is white
people in comedy.
Yeah.
It ain't even into the black rape comedy world yet.
But also, women band together to lie about rape has to die.
Forward there, I promise. I will be.
I don't think it's impossible that can happen. Unlikely, though.
Let's see
what Barry.
So what did you say, Barry?
Yeah.
What did you just say?
I said, as soon as I have information about that, I'd be willing to participate in any sort of discussion of that and do whatever I can to help, you know, stop that happening in the black comedy clubs too. If that's
black comics are getting raped too.
I mean, it's sexually aggression.
See, you gotta understand, comedy is a male business.
Okay.
Just by nature, it's a male business. So there's a lot of dudes who take advantage of these fucking positions in this business.
So what did that mean?
As far as sexual favors, blowjobs, handjobs, even promoters and fucking comedy owners.
Okay, this is getting tricky right now. I'm gonna tell you why. If I'm somebody in a position of power and I ask a young lady to perform a sexual favor on me in exchange for something and she does it,
even some of the rumors that you UCB is that guys
it's
over
immoral.
There? Even
that's
some of the guys over there.
It's not rape. Listen, it's not rape.
Even
no.
some of the rumors at UCB.
Have no
wait a minute.
Choice.
Wait a minute. Yes. Some of the rumors at UCB is some of the guys in charge are taking advantage of their positions and banging all the young girls who are trying to come up there.
Yeah.
Come up through there.
But are they still giving these young ladies a choice, though?
I don't know how hard this shit is.
Is it?
Wait, you guys, what is that?
In 1980, I knew better than to even date a waitress at the Ding Ho, because I figured here's a single mother trying to make her money or whatever, and I get in a relationship with her, and then it ends. Guess who's going? Me, with my name on the marquee, who runs the joint?
Right.
Or her. So, you know, if you can't get laid and you're in comedy, you got a shitty actor.
Yes,
really bad.
Oh my God!
Go around taking it, having some sort of extra leverage. If you can't make yourself attractive enough and someone that women are interested enough with what you can do when you walk out there on the fucking stage, yep. then you're a jag off anyway. And
boom. Yeah, but isn't the whole point of being successful and having money is putting yourself in a position of power to make it easier for you to have sex?
That's true, yeah, but you know what I mean? You don't want to bring that into the workplace.
Ryan Gosling walking in with his shirt off right now.
Having sex and raping are totally different things.
Channing Tatum coming here right now naked with his dick out.
But we're not talking about rape anymore. Now we're talking about sex. That's a different discussion.
I always give him a hand job.
That's totally different. They're not the same thing. Rape and sex are not the same.
Guys, wait. I want to just, because you go this myth about women banding together. Right now, a bunch of women have banded together. They say, I am a wife beater. I am a...
Don't you ever have a wife to beat them? How can you beat a wife you ain't got?
I harass women and all this other bullshit.
I want to speak to that.
If you have a political agenda, which is that's your Sue Smith and the orange hair, the Kurt Messinger, you shut up. The political agenda means it doesn't matter what's the truth. We got to make that now. Jackie,
you're
from
talking
UVA?
About different things, Kurt.
What?
So it's two completely different things to put yourself out there and say I was assaulted by someone, and then to band together on Facebook and Twitter and go fuck this one guy who I makes me feel small. These are two completely
you're
separate
saying,
things.
Yeah.
And I think if you're listen to me. It's hard enough for a victim to come forward, one single victim.
This is my fiance.
So now we're talking about let's just say as a numbers game, okay? So one person, it's hard for her to come out. Now, the more people that come out against a specific person, the more I'm inclined to believe it, only because the likelihood of them coordinating that statistically is so low as to be negligible. That's a myth that can't be allowed to continue.
Okay, but it's not negligible if you create an environment where there's no checking done of any kind. And then that will happen sooner or later. If you
we're talking about a conspiracy, a concerted effort to destroy somebody.
I think our justice system's pretty weak on this.
You're absolutely right.
I agree.
Better on it. Okay?
That's why social media is like something people appeal to.
The women I talked to about this came to me independently because they know I care about this issue, and I don't even know that they know one another. All right.
Yeah.
And they gave similar stories to me. So
that's compelling. That's very compelling. I didn't have that.
You know, something to that certainly adds to my consideration of the matter.
Dude, that's all I want is the story before I say guilty, and I don't see why I'm wrong.
You'll never get that in this day and age.
Well, I mean, you know,
media.
Jump off the cliff, and we'll tell you why on the way down is not a good approach.
Dude, you brought
people.
It up. You brought
and
it
all,
up.
And also, so you challenged them with a piece of satire that, you know, again, I probably would have approached it differently, but, you know, I believe, you know, first off, if people want to do jokes where rape is part of, to me, there's plenty to joke about rape, but it's hypocrisy, it's societal cowardice.
Right.
Yep. You know,
I've never heard a really
standard,
good rape joke,
it's
by
a
the
bunch
way.
Of stuff,
I got
you know,
a
there's a lot of
the prison
stuff
rape
one that's
is
really
good.
Great fodder for humor with a lot of truth in it.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to be piling on it, and if you want to sort of like, you know, like just make be part of the dinosaur croaks of a dying culture, then keep fighting for like, but what's the matter about a good joke about rape? Well, okay, you know.
Yeah, no, yeah. I never.
Actually, I think most audiences aren't going to dig it that much because we're moving forward.
The only good rape joke is a joke about you being raped by another man. If you're being self-deprecating about defecating on yourself after getting sodomized by another man, that will get laughed.
That was a laugh.
My joke about,
I think Chris Tucker had one of
my
those.
My joke about Jerry Fogle is a good joke, and I stand by it. But I don't do any jokes that are like, "Bump, fuck you for getting raped." I don't have that. And I had and I got accused of that too. Kermeska loves rape joke. No, what I said was, don't tell me there's a topic that I better not go near. Because
get the fuck out of here with that.
And once again, the thing that's reasonable, I get lied about, and then I lose my goddamn temper. So I do apologize for that. The satirical thing, I lost my temper, not thinking that maybe those victims you talk to, okay. Are going to think that's them and not I'm talking
and,
to Sue Smith.
Just consider this.
Dummy,
there's people
not
out
you.
There who are still sort of in fresh trauma, and you know they are in a vulnerable state. And just think of their situation. Again, some of these people I think that are going after you should try to get some context for you.
Yeah.
What you asked what looked like to you was they asked you to join a lynch mob, and you said, "Well, I'm not a lynch mob guy."
Well, yeah,
Barry,
how do you hang a guy?
Barry, I have a quick question for you.
I'm not even a lynch mob guy for a guilty party. Let's have real justice. Let's have legitimate justice.
We don't even know
Barry,
if this guy is guilty.
People joke to me all the time about prison rape, and they think I'm going to like it because the pedophile gets raped in prison. I'm opposed to all rape, and it offends me when someone talks.
Now, I don't have a problem with
well,
a pedophile.
Well, Barry, did you? When you far enough. I have a quick question for you. When you were talking to these two women who came to you, did they express how they felt about this entire social media blow up around their assaults?
No, because this is long. This is like last fall.
Are you still in touch with them?
Sometimes.
Can you check in on them and make sure they're okay?
What is he, their aunt?
Of course. And if they're hearing this or if they hear this, they can also please check in on me. My problem is there is so much rape in this world. Having been in that, having had that movie made about me, you wouldn't believe how many people I hear from on a daily basis.
I believe it. I do believe
it. There's just a big mass of people out there that I deal with all the time, and even though I care about every one of them, things can get lost in the shuffle because after a while I get a little bit in shock too.
Yeah. Barry, tell us the name of the movie again so people fans know.
It's called Call Me Lucky, and word is they're going to make a drama. Goldthwait and Apatow are now talking about making a dramatization of it. Films about me.
Well, let me get a part. I want a part of it, even if I play the rapist. I just want an acting part is an acting part.
Haven't done anything to hurt yourself tonight, Sheriff.
Barry, thanks for calling in, man. We really love when you call in.
Okay, I love you guys, and all I can say is I know Kurt's of good faith, and you know we all sometimes say things that we maybe rethink later, and that's part of the problem with the social media. We can just zap it right out there. Yeah. But I think I'm opposed to lynch mobs, and I'm also opposed to rape, and I think Kurt would say the same.
Well, yeah, you know what? Lynch mobs actually sometimes hang a rapist. I'm opposed to whatever the fuck this is. Which is akin to AOL, three strikes and you're out for pedophiles to me.
No more improv
for you. Justice was served. I have a real problem with it.
We don't even know if this guy really raped somebody yet.
We haven't even gotten to that problem yet.
We ain't even up to that part.
If he wants to do stand-up in prison, it's fine with me, but let's get some justice, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care if he does comedy in prison, but, you know, it sounds like that's where he probably belongs.
Y'all turned this to Rape Wars. I thought I was coming to fucking be on Rape Wars.
Shelby, why did you misspell that?
That's the title.
Oh yeah, that's the title.
That must be the title.
Okay, well, thanks, Barry.
Bye, man. Yeah, you rule, dude. I think you're a hero, dude. From that documentary.
Thank you, Barry.
Bye.
All right, we're about to take our first break. Charlamagne, we thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, man.
You're going to bounce out, I know. You want to give a shout out? You want to give some plugs for something?
Just follow me on Twitter, C to God, CTHAGOD. Follow me on Instagram, CTHAGOD. And please don't tweet me about me being a rape apologist because I don't even know what the fuck that means.
We got to have you back, though. We got to have you back on the show.
Absolutely.
This is the show you built for.
Yes, I'll be back when it's race wars. Not when it's rape wars. All right.
Okay. Race Wars, we're going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back. Peace.
Race Wars. Number one podcast in the world.
Put your dick on my shoulder.
Let's get to know the characters a bit, okay?
No, seriously, put your dick on my shoulder.
But number one, Sherrod Small. He's got a big cock and it's always on call. His cock works like clockwork and he's always on time. Not like Kurt, the black guy on Fox News. Career's going great, ask his Jews. He's not afraid to use the Jews when he's making money, touch Jewy boobs. And then there's Kurt, the white devil. Every single day seems to get in trouble. Catch him on Facebook, you gotta look. He's yelling all caps at the SJW. Don't ask him about religion. Jehovah fucked up, Kurt loves sinning. Having sex with a Shylock out of wedlock with a huge cock. Red Karen, now we got two more. One's a guy named Tommy, looking to hide the salami in the backside of your asshole so hard you cry for mommy. Don't forget about Erin, she looks so fine, but she ain't no whore. From the blacks to the Jews to the Chinese, this is Race Wars.
Black Man in the White World. Whose song was that? That's a good tune.
Michael Kiwanuka. Black Man in the White World.
Michael Kiwanuka, Black Man in the White World.
I know how you feel, Mike.
Kurt Metzger is a black man in a white world.
But without the benefit of the blackness.
Yeah.
That's such a benefit.
No, you know what, man? I got so, like, that tone policing thing they say. Because I pointed this out to somebody else. I'm like, I didn't hear you telling anybody protesting these other things. Like, watch how you talk or say it. And they're like, are you comparing? This is what makes me upset, man, is that shit like, oh, your concerns about an innocent man, whatever, or you're going to actually act like that matters. It bugs the fuck out of me. It's hard defending men, even when they're innocent.
If they're innocent and guilty, it don't matter.
And I'm like, I'm going to say in a crazy way so you can tone police me. And I can go, ha ha, don't tone police. So I don't know if that strategy is as good as I thought. Maybe not. But I don't think my points are wrong at all.
I think though that like you have to consider your audience and where they're coming from and what their experiences have been with it. Like it's sort of how I've learned the hard way Because I grew up in a rural area in the Midwest.
Boo!
And I learned, no, but I learned the hard way that, like, you know, even if you think you have something interesting to say about the experience of a person that grew up in a not white group in an urban area, like, you, that's not your time to talk, you know? And I think when it comes to, like, rape and sexual assault of a woman by a man,
that's the urban area?
No.
That's like that urban area.
No. I'm just, I mean, it's not a one-to-one analogy.
It's a bad neighborhood.
It's not a one-to-one analogy, but like if you haven't lived that experience, right, that lived to their trauma, it's really hard for you to comment on it with authority.
But this has been, that's been taken too far. This, like, you aren't, this that's, isn't about you, yeah, so you're not allowed to talk. Like, because when me and Tommy had Elsa, whatever her name is, Elsa Waith on our podcast, who's like this really outspoken activist, and
right,
she took issue with the fact that there was a conversation at all about like BLM protest techniques and like stopping traffic and if it's productive or not. She took issue just with the fact that white people were saying anything. And my point was, and it applies to here too, it's never just this isolated issue. Rape's not a woman's issue. It's an everybody issue.
Right. It's a society issue.
The same way that privilege, yes, and privilege is not a black issue. Social privilege is an everybody issue because it takes everybody to fix it.
Yeah.
I'm so tired when people, and you're right, certain people can speak to certain experiences of theirs,
yeah,
but saying like you're not allowed to talk.
I wasn't suggesting you weren't allowed to talk.
No, I don't think you are. It's just, this is a thing that people say all the time.
That is the nonstop.
No, I don't think that you're saying that, Aaron.
Yeah, I think that like, That's something that, you know, you sort of, it's not an ideal situation. You can't just come in without context. Like when you're coming into something that this isn't your home turf, like you can't play
but
on it
I
like
think
it's
it
your
is.
Home turf.
I think it is, and I'll tell you why.
Okay? He's a rapist. What?
Well, because I had this. Now, I'm not saying me, like, because this is the bullshit I hear. You don't know what it's like to be afraid about rape. What the fuck are you talking about? Okay, now, it might not be a person who's been raped experience, but if you don't think I'm in mortal fear,
oh yeah, everybody,
my loved ones, I'm gonna hear they got raped and I wouldn't trade places with them and take the fucking rape. No. I'm charging back in a car to go.
It affects us all.
Dominicans.
It affects
for
us all.
Even sexually harassing her.
Yeah, it affects us
but
all.
But it is a club. For lack of a better term, it is a club.
100%, 100%, and I'm not saying that. But don't tell me I have zero stake in this because you're saying now potentially I could just be named.
You were misrepresented by your critics. I think you're misrepresenting your critics to an extent right now, because not every single one of them was saying you can't comment at all.
See, I live in fear of like a loved one being raped, but I also live in fear of what I will do to the rapists if they get raped. Yeah. I live in fear of that.
That's
because you can't live no more if I know who you are.
Aaron,
I'm coming to get you.
People say that, and that's because they haven't read with the critics.
Yeah, you I've read them. I've read them too. I've read them too, and I feel very lucky that people haven't decided to set their sights on me today, just because I'm.
I've been staring at
you. I'm your friend. No, but
a rape
like
kind of stare, rapey stare.
Yeah, no, it's been. I feel very raped
it?
Right now.
Good.
No, but I think that, you know, I've been reading them too, and I think that a lot of what happens is like a straw manning, because it's a lot easier to argue with a cartoonish version of what you're arguing with.
That's right.
And I think that people are reducing what you've said to a cartoonish, to the point of inaccurate version of what you said.
You know how Kurt could have not been attacked at all by saying this? If he was black. You
well,
don't see these SJWs. Who these SJWs ever come after a black dude? He's SNL.
He's
so they test in the fences like velociraptors.
Yeah.
He's black, but he's on a white thing. So let's see if his electricity at this point in the fence.
My old editor.
Nobody's coming at talent.
Che is smart enough to dip in and dip out when he does his thing.
Yeah.
What I do is
you
like,
go berserko.
Because I think I'm right, so I'm so like.
Well, you are right. History will show that you're right.
It's an immaturity on my part because I'm so like.
It's not a point of being right.
Folks, that's right. It's not
a point of being right or wrong.
Right. That's right. It's not.
Unless it's your personal fight. But it ain't your personal fight.
Once I got lied
about.
And
you're always the 1 degree out.
Right. Once I got lied about, I felt like it was, and that's wrong.
I think
I told you about this. That one time I like said something very stupid on Twitter, and a lot of people got really mad. And this journalist who's now like.
What did you say, Aaron?
I made a really stupid joke about Scott Walker that I shouldn't have made. And like it blew up. And this was like almost 4 years ago.
Governor?
Yeah, this was almost 4 years ago.
Governor
really
Scott Walker?
Supported that comment.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a respectable man. What did you say about him? He has a family.
I don't want to go into it. I'm just drawing a parallel. So, you know, when I first made the joke and then I started getting some blowback and I started like fighting back at the blowback. And then I went away and I started like, I cooked dinner. I made like a rotisserie chicken. And then I went back.
You got my interest.
And then I got back.
Yeah.
And I looked at my mentions and I had like 500 alerts, and I was like, oh no. And I had a DM from a journalist who's now like fairly prominent on like in this election, and I'm not going to name his name because it's like he didn't do anything wrong, but I don't think he like didn't say it was okay. But he sent me a DM that was like, Aaron, here's what you do when this happens. If you're sorry, if you don't like the way people are interpreting it, you say you're sorry, and I'm sorry. This is really being taken in a way that I didn't intend and I shouldn't have said it. And you take it down. And then you turn Twitter off for 3 days. You just shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like, that's the way to handle it. And I know that it's really, like, there were so many times that I was so tempted to jump back into the fray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people were still mischaracterizing me and what I said. Well, and yeah. I really wanted to be right. I wanted to be right so bad. But I didn't scratch the edge. Yeah. I didn't scratch the edge.
But the great thing about these things blowing up so fast and so hard is that no one can sustain that level of energy. And if you just shut up and stay off, like, it'll blow over.
Exactly.
Okay, but yeah. People just don't have the attention span to crucify you week after week.
Two things I want to put out. Number one, Jim Norton called me about it this morning, right?
Oh my God, this is a real thing.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm always going.
People
to
calling
office.
You about this?
Yeah. So I go.
Wait a fuck. I had a every time I have a birthday. My birthday was Monday. Whenever I have a birthday. Thank you. Shit goes awry. Yeah. Last year the same shit happened.
How are we celebrating?
Last year, the week of my birthday, the same shit happened. We had people cancel on the show, and Kurt was in some mess.
So wait, listen what Norton said.
He goes, stop.
Let me finish my goddamn thing.
Go ahead.
So Norton's like, he says, like, look, it's like you're like King Kong on a thing, and like you're swatting. Nobody's reading the crazy people that I'm responding to. They're just reading my words, and then you're King Kong swatting the planes, and that's what the issue. And so, because I'm telling you, I thought my point was so clear that Norton's it wouldn't genius. Be a thing like that, and he didn't get what the point was. I said Norton didn't.
He didn't understand
the
point, right?
So that right there is like, okay, now this is someone who agrees with me that didn't get what I'm saying. So it's like a thing. Yeah. So that's fine. I was going to try to stay.
I didn't really understand some points, but I said, let's
just
see
so
where
people
it goes.
Know this. Just so everybody knows, I specifically told Amy to tweet anything that she has to that helps her. The fact that you would go to her, any of you, the people that you're, I'm not apologizing to you. You're despicable. Why are you dragging her into a thing? I'm not Amy Schumer writer, Kurt Metzger. The show's not going on here right now. I'm not hired. I'm a goddamn comic. You could just say me.
Yeah.
So that bugs the fuck out of me. So I told her, nobody has to take any heat from me. You say anything you gotta fucking say. And she's like, well, I'll just not say anything. I'm like, anything you got to say to make it okay. And I'm putting that out there just because of people that are like, oh, but Amy, blah, blah, blah. I said that to her. I'm not expecting people to go with me.
Right.
Although it would be nice, some of you that get it. But I don't
get
expect
it. I know where you come
to.
From, Kurt.
Yeah,
I know your sensibilities.
Like, I didn't think a bunch
I'm
of
always
you
there with you, nigga. Dude, I'm there with you to the boat goes down to the plane goes down.
I know that.
They double cross you, they gonna triple cross me, nigga.
Kurt, I feel the same way.
Gerard's not lying.
You guys sort of took me in as this like street urchin, and like you've always made me feel really welcome. And there have been times, Kurt, when I've been like upset or like emotional about something, and you've always been shut up.
It is.
And you always you've always been like a good dude and a good friend to me. And
we
see,
value
and like
you
seeing,
here.
This isn't about me. But seeing the way that you were being represented on social media, partly because you were sort of poking the hornet's nest, was really, I mean. It was hard because it was like, you know, people that I like, people who are my friends who don't know you personally, were saying things about you like, this guy's awful, this guy's this, this guy's that. And it's like, it's really hard to defend that.
Yeah,
because,
and that's
my family's always.
And I'm
putting you in that position.
And I'm so glad that you did.
Yeah.
I like left a response to your apology, but like, there are going to be people that aren't satisfied with it, and that's fine.
Do you know what I got? I got all those. So all those dudes that say cuck, when I apologize, I stand by my point, but I apologize for my flamey kind of words.
Yeah.
Oh, way to backpedal. Oh, so you just backpedaled
on your
points.
No, but you did the right thing. You did the right thing.
Literally wrote, I stand by my points.
You did the right thing, though, Kurt. Like, the fact that you are a person that's, like, to me, and knowing you personally.
Passionate.
No, you're a person that's capable of growth. And I think that, like, maybe you did the wrong thing this time, but you're also open to being, to the fact that you maybe did do the wrong thing.
I don't want to, listen, if somebody that got reaped is taking that the wrong way, that's like so the opposite of where I was going with this, and that horrifies me.
I know.
So
that.
That's something that weighs on me a lot. So that, you know, that's something I think about. But what happens is people like Tammy was right too. Tammy Sager called me.
How many white comics called you?
It's a white
emergency.
Can you, Any black comics call at all?
No, Sherrod, listen. Do you understand?
Sherrod, do you understand?
Do you understand how much, how far now removed since we've been doing this, I've become from white people?
I know.
In every, like people are like, are you spinning out? Or I'm like, what the fuck? I have a radio show.
Yeah.
People are going to tune in because it's a thing.
It's a thing.
And then, and you know, now it's arrogant of me to, and I apologize for that, but I, people, like, it's so condescending, and I'm getting sick. I mean, I
guess
that's
why I'd rather you talk about it on here than on social media, because you get to explain yourself better.
And you
also have
people who
social media
you
people want to, they want to look for something to trigger.
Well, and you also, Kurt, you also have people here who are who like care about you and can see and give you the benefit of the doubt and can be like, are you sure you want to say that?
Give them a
you
taste. Just give them a taste on social media. A taste.
Yeah, no, listen, hindsight being 2020, that's all true.
Listen to Sherrod. You know where this is really going to be solved is if I just my own personal experience is
say you were raped by Kurt.
Who hasn't been? Who among us?
It's been an 8-year rape.
Oh, it's 9 going on 10 years. That's not important.
But the first year and a half was as rapey as
this is 100% going to be solved in the open mics if I have anything to do with it. They are on it, you guys.
No, hey man, listen, 100%. Like it's I got such it's a fucking good. I got such a little like a thing in my sack that I have such an issue with this thing of like, you better watch it or else the whole social media group's gonna get you, and then we're gonna talk to Amy, and then I wanna go, hey fuckers, do what the fuck you want, and I promise you nothing's gonna happen. Now and I feel like that. I kinda wish
but that the dude still, being accused still, of this.
Yeah.
I want to say just for the story.
By the way, this dude.
I know he's literally white dude. He's got to be a white dude. I don't know who the dude is, but I'm just guessing this is a white dude getting attacked by this.
Yeah, well,
because a black dude, black Twitter, even off of no trial or nothing, they would have went after UCB.
Yeah.
Oh yes, no trial. You're gonna just
Sherrod, now you reminded me. Here's the thing. So much of this. Tell me if I'm imagining, and this could be
crazy.
Me.
Okay.
This could be my paranoia. Did so much of this seem like an attempt to take the college? This is college campus and make it in comedy.
Well, yes. I don't know that it was an attempt, because this has been established since. So I was looking into this. I was like journalism-ing it because I figured nobody really was.
Should have had you do that first before I posted.
Well, so I looked into it, and UCB at least 2012 has had guidelines specifically about assault and harassment, and like you can report it to this person. Like it might have been earlier.
Why not take it to the cops after they take it to the in-house person?
Because imagine if you're in a workplace and you're alleging harassment and the harassment was a guy raped you.
Like, I'm going to cops.
No, I know, but you also go to your employer.
No problem with that.
And the employer taking action isn't dependent on you going to the cops.
That's right.
It's like I'm going to this employer because this feels like an unsafe environment for me. And I think that that's what they were trying to emulate, because so many people spend so much time at UCB because it's basically Scientology.
Turns out it's the Congo.
And you know what comes with Scientology and all that acting group and shit?
Do what
sex.
Right.
Sex is not your usual.
But it's sort of, but you have to think of it not as analogous to college campuses. You have to think of it like a workplace.
Right.
Because people are honing their, people there are doing it because they want comedy to be their work. And so it makes sense. I know. Idiots.
Go back to school, you idiots.
Yeah. It makes sense that there'd be a process in place to handle it.
Absolutely
there.
It does.
And
absolutely.
It makes sense that process wouldn't necessarily include you must go to the cops.
But that process should always include, okay, let's take this to the cops now.
Right.
When it comes to a rape allegation.
I think the process includes a private consultation between counselors and the person who's accusing, and maybe they decided that
that's the same shit that happened in the Orthodox communities and all these places, and frats, and sororities, this isn't where they live.
It's not the same thing. It's like a work thing where it's just like, you have to think of it like a work thing, and they have the power to suspend somebody. Where it went off the fucking rails is where somebody posted on social media that it was rape.
That's where it went off the rails.
And who posted it? Somebody anonymous.
It was somebody who was not, I know the name, but I'm not.
But that's why you can't deal with shit like this through UCB's fucking facade.
But it's not a UCB person. Somebody at UCB let it slip.
So it's a leak at somewhere that it's going to be leaked.
So there you go. So that's Aaron. You're saying
it's a leak with a bunch of fucking actors.
That's the bottom line. Is that it's the leak and then the follow up of now we declare guilt and at no point police went. I agree with the workplace.
Okay, but why was it this whole pile on? It's not just because this is analogous to a work thing. It's because it's conflated with comedy, improv.
But not UCB. Not Aaron. I get what Aaron's saying. I do.
I get what Aaron's saying too. The point is this, though. It's like it's a professional thing all bound up where you can't separate it from a whole social thing. And yeah. even if somebody's right about this, no one wants to be alienated from the group.
Right.
And, and so everybody kind of closes ranks
so
either
annoying.
Around the victim or around
shit
someone
who's always
accused.
Try to ruin comedy,
I don't
man.
Care well, about
the,
this
yeah. the, every, anytime policy. There's a scene, the scene is responsible for go. A lot of like mob mentality kind of stuff. And it's really, really problematic where we lose focus on the individuals and everybody closes
against.
Rank
yeah.
correctly or incorrectly.
I understand that. It's like one time me and my cousin Tony was in a cab coming from the cellar. I'm just giving you an example. We going up 6th Avenue. We see a girl get her purse snatched by a dude and he starts running.
Right.
We jump out the cab and chase the motherfucker. Before we catch him though, he throws the bag down so we don't have to keep chasing him. And we bring the bag back to the girl. But we didn't wait for the courts.
Right. I mean,
I didn't wait for to see if he's guilty or not.
I didn't expect you to. I'm talking about the
now,
mob.
In that situation.
In fact, if it hadn't been for the leak, UCB wouldn't even have a problem. I'm talking about this disgusting mob, and that's who I once again, I did post. That's
I don't like
I'm
mob mentalities,
to.
Man.
Scott, the reason Scott's here is because this part of what was stoking me up. Scott posted, hey, I'm a retired police officer. All the shit he said.
Right.
Retired police officer. People, shut up. You can't go to the cops. You know, if you didn't even try, I don't want to hear that they laughed at
you. Yeah, yeah.
You
got to at least
heard.
Go. Yeah. Don't go for word
not
of mouth
victim.
That the cops ain't going to work.
Not the victim. I'm talking to you, Klemp. Not the victim. You, Klemp. Why are you spouting that nonsense? I get a victim.
Leave Allison alone.
No, no.
Allison's my babysitter, by the way.
She jumped in.
She watches my kid.
She jumped in.
She what?
They all
she
jumped
watches
in on
my kid.
Oh, does she?
Where's my fucking...
No, she does not.
She does.
That is hilarious.
That's great.
You put her boss in here, you fucking animal.
Allison's a good girl, and I think she's got a good heart. And
she
I don't
does.
Think,
she's coming from the right place.
But yeah, she is coming from the right place. But like, this is like a really short-sighted and sighted and simple-minded thing to like pile on this one individual. Like he's the disease, and there aren't all these other symptoms people just won't look at. You know what I mean?
Which
because you,
I'm
are not.
Disease now.
But it's such a disservice to women and to anyone who's ever suffered abuse to make someone who's not the problem the problem. Like it utterly misses the point and makes nothing move forward. If you wanted to help women, you'd focus on the actual problem and the people who make the problem harder.
Here's
to solve.
What I think, by the way, because those people like stay strong. I think since I apologized and I know what I apologize for, I'm off, man. The rest of it is you can say whatever the fuck you want about me, but what I actually said is out there.
Here's where we'll show
the part
you.
I'm. The part that I'm wrong about.
Because any rush to judgment is wrong.
Okay.
Any rush to judgment
you,
without a trial, due process is wrong.
All of these articles lying about me have proved my exact point. So now that my point is proved, I'm more than happy to apologize for my like wrongness of how I
the
said
the one
it.
That said Kurt Metzger is the devil is the great
well,
article.
That was for me. That was in favor of me.
That was a great article.
I think
and the picture they use of you
I
is
think
great.
Karen's exactly right. Like it's a lot easier to fight a person than it is to fight a problem.
Right.
Okay,
and if you have like a person's face on a problem, then you can just attack the person, but you don't really get, you don't make any progress.
I don't,
with the
by
problem.
The way, I'm not sorry for the fake Daily Dot titles I made about myself. I thought they were goddamn hilarious.
What were they? I didn't see them.
You didn't see that?
No.
Amy Schumer, writer, claims rape victims should call cops before Herald Coach.
you love
dude,
that
Scott,
line.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, okay, that's, so can we just talk for a second about the call the cops thing? Because I think that...
Well, with him, with Scott, we can.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I just
silent Scott.
I just don't know.
This is a tough room to get in on.
Yeah,
I know, it's a lot of yelling.
It's like a real fisty orgy.
But just include Scott in it
quit
because I don't want to...
Quit fisting me, Sherrod.
It's like, where are all these fists coming from?
No, I think, have you ever seen a case where you believe the person who's, like someone who's come to you after the assault has happened and you believe that it happened, but there's really nothing you can do?
Without a doubt.
And how often does that happen?
You can't put a number on it.
Right.
Each case is different. Okay?
Yeah, but I mean, did it happen like with enough frequency that you...
It happens pretty regularly, especially with sexual assault. With date rape, it's incredibly tough to prove.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change the fact that the system's fucked up. I mean, there's no way around it.
How do we fix this?
Dude, damned if I know.
Don't, okay, here's what I'm saying.
Scary.
I'm not yelling at the victims to go to the cops. I'm saying the rest of you feminist bloggers that write all this shit,
come
for
on,
the love of
hey,
God.
Hey,
so just,
hey.
Just encourage them to go to the cops. Because
yes.
if you're all going to the cops, they can't ignore your rape kit.
I also think the media can hold the cops accountable, too.
No, great. This
and
is
so
what
can
will
the
happen.
Comics. We can hold the cops accountable.
If this person's a serial rapist, guess what? Every person who the first victim gives, even if the people don't want to talk, the cops will go find that person and talk to them and get their story and give them a chance.
So they'll
have
some type of database or something on the dude, right?
You don't understand. So there'll be a report, and then every possible victim will be listed. Now, this is a specialized unit within the department. This is all they do. They go after sex crimes.
Right.
So they are gonna build the case. And if they get him in and arrest him, his prints and his DNA are going to be on file.
Yes.
So that's why you gotta go to the cops and let them do their thing. This is what they do.
So listen, it's on record that this is what he's been doing, alleged to be
even
doing.
Even if he gets acquitted, right, he now has to file to get his DNA and his prints removed. If he's got a shitty public defender who doesn't inform him to do this, this will still be on file. So if this guy's got a pattern, he's gonna hit again.
Right. So and then when it pops up, it's a precedence for it, and now you can fucking
prosecute. They're counting on you not reporting him. And is the
you gotta report.
But this is what's so tricky about this. It's like, if you're a woman and you, or anybody, not even a woman, if you're somebody who's been sexually assaulted, if you're a victim of assault and you're traumatized and you're hurt and you're confused and you just want to go away, you can't tell people like you must do X, Y, and Z. But at the same time, these problems don't go away when people don't report them. Yeah. So it's like, is it incumbent on victims to go to the cops?
So, yeah, I mean,
I would never say you have to take him for the team, but
Karen, listen. Here's the bottom line. Never mind the vagaries of how to encourage people. All the feminists should be going, please report your rape.
Please.
The message we get instead is Game of Thrones need to change their rape scenes.
I mean, don't you see?
I got a problem with this.
Don't you see how it would be more comfortable?
Sensa?
No more jokes on stage. That's not the problem.
Don't you see how it would be more comfortable to, if you were like at UCB, to report it to someone who you've seen around at
100%,
UCB versus
100%.
Like,
well, actually, it's funny you say that. I've been going undercover taking classes at UCB for the last year. Can we show it?
That's why
I'm not yelling at the victims. I'm not yelling
at the victims.
I'm yelling at the people who, when the victim confused goes to UCB, says, "Oh, sweetie, we're not a police station. So we'll do this, but also very important."
Go with her to the police.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what happened.
Blame her for not wanting to see this guy around anymore.
Please, let me finish. Maybe UCB did say go to the police. No one in this story said that. And when I asked, they said, "Shut up, Kurt. It doesn't matter if the police were called."
But we haven't.
That's what I was yelling about. Not the fucking victims.
The alleged victims in this situation did talk to Barry, and I think that it would be really interesting to talk to him more offline about what.
Who's Barry?
Barry
Cummings. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And it would be really.
I thought that was a rapist. I didn't know names.
No, Barry Bonds.
One day we say Barry. Say Barry's whole name.
They called Barry Bonds.
Charmaine already thought we were talking about Barry Ribs, poor guy. He thought Barry Ribs was fucking got raped.
You fucking turned Charmaine white. Are you
happy?
Well,
no, but the thing is, like, Barry's in communication with them. And the only way we can know what they were encouraged to do or not do is if somebody who they trust, if they talk to somebody who knows them, you know? Yeah. And we don't know that. We don't know what they were encouraged to do. We don't know what they weren't encouraged to do.
Right.
And so I think that it's maybe not the most helpful for us to be like, go to the cops. Like, that's not.
That's funny you say that, because for the last 2 weeks, I've been an undercover cop. Can we show the footage?
Listen, I don't want to. By the way, I don't want to say go to the cops. I don't
call back.
I don't want to I don't want to have to say any of that shit, okay? The feeling is, this was so crazy, I felt I have to because of the fucking open and shut with no info given, that everybody just jumped on board. It's too scary, and I admit I was cavalier. You're telling me a social media rape trial's not cavalier? You're fucking hypocrites.
But Kurt, trust me on this, Kurt, if you didn't bring this up on social media and all this stuff happening, I wouldn't know nothing about it.
Goddamn right you wouldn't.
Because I live in the real world.
So now
I got a kid. Yeah. So this shit is like, what happened in this fake world?
Thank you very much. Now, can we just, Scott, do you have anything you want to add before we go?
All right. A couple things. People mourn this. They heal very differently. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have people telling, you know, and I got to admit, you're a little guilty of it also. Telling people how to heal.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And that's a problem. Okay. People need to do this in their own ways.
I agree.
You know, for me, it was a lot of drinking, and therapy is, you know.
Cracking some blackheads.
Drinking is what that for me, yeah.
So that's what did it for me.
I drink with my analyst, so.
I wish. And also, you know, people, when the people who are trying to help feel very helpless about this situation.
Right.
They have no way to control this. I'm sure a lot of these people who are very upset have been the victim of sexual abuse, and there was no justice, so now they're trying to seek justice. Yeah. And
fucking animals! I hate sexual abusers. It's like, what a fucking creep.
They're messing
fucking
more
animals.
Shit up than they're helping.
Yeah.
But
it's so brutal.
The good thing is, before this, think about how much this shit happened all the time. Think about Cosby, worst kept secret in comedy.
Right.
Now we know about it.
Yeah.
So at least the conversation is being held. At least we're talking about
Lisa,
it.
Yeah, Lisa's out in front now.
Well, Barry described it like we're in the foothills. Right. We have like a long way to go.
Oh, it's very
but
long.
At least we're in the foothills. Like we're not just wandering around in a field.
I do want to say one thing. So, through Klemp, I am going to teach a rape defense class.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it's going to be, we're going to do a kind of a nonverbal thing, like, you know, knowing your surroundings, things like that.
Isn't that blaming the victim?
No.
But
that's what
then we're going to do some defense because I do have a black belt in jiu-jitsu. So we're going to do
it's an African-American belt, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, how much time do we have left, Shelby?
We got about 10 minutes.
Okay, so just by the way, for the record, in my defense for the cavalier speech I admittedly used, I don't think if you got raped, it's your fault, and I don't think you have anything to be ashamed of, and I don't look at you as any different if you did get raped.
Me either.
And so, if I was insensitive...
I look at you like you're stronger than me. Right, if you got past that shit...
Listen.
God bless you, because I don't know if I could.
Okay, but here's what I'm trying to
say.
Honestly. If you're somebody that got raped and you felt I was insensitive to you, understand the reason I would be that insensitive is not out of not caring about you, it's... I don't look at what happened to you as your fault or you as shameful. And no. I don't treat you like, oh, look at the damaged person.
No.
So I'm mistaken for being so harsh, but understand where I'm coming from with it. Where anybody telling me about a rape, your fault first.
Yeah, but pointed out, like people heal differently and people have different levels of empowerment after that happens to them. Some people do feel empowered. Like some people could use the encouragement to go to the cops. Some people could use the encouragement to speak out about it. Other people need something different.
Okay.
And it's not a one. If they had like a group where you can sign up
the people
to go beat up rapists.
Listen, the people I'm yelling at.
We would be the first nigga signed up.
Listen, the people I'm yelling at.
But I want to know that they actually raped them though.
Okay, just to be clear. The people I'm yelling at are everybody needs what they need. That's true. The people that I was yelling at who are not the victims, a lot of them are not real. They have a political thing and they're looking to make this into their Jackie from UVA moment.
But yeah, that's what's so frustrating about watching this whole thing unfold, everybody who's accusing you, Kurt, of like trivializing the issue by speaking in an inflammatory way.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is that then coming after you is somehow you represent all rape, trivializes rape and being a survivor of sexual assault.
Right.
It cheapens it so much as to make it a thing that almost doesn't matter anymore when you come after like a straw man like that.
Honestly, watching him do that to me made me see how I'm wrong because I don't want to be that. And that's what I was doing and I apologize for it.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
I respect that. I knew you would do wrong at some point.
If I can make myself drummed out of white society, I will do anything to make it happen.
I can't wait till we actually switch places and I'm whiter than you.
Oh, Comedy Knockout needs
close.
A guy for Thursday.
I think it's close.
Did they really pull you out of that?
Listen, I love Mo, and I like everybody at Comedy Knockout.
I love all those guys. Yeah.
And I don't hold it against them one bit, okay?
It's more reason to book you now.
Honestly, that crowd... I don't know why they're getting a leftover Ricky Lake audience someone's throwing out, but I don't hold nothing against you guys.
It's easy getting crowds for
I
TV
tell
shows.
Everyone, I tell everyone protect themselves if I shoot my mouth off. It's not, I don't expect that. So nobody say shit to Amy like she told me. I told her, do anything you can to make this off of you and on me, because I, God forbid, the pieces of shit that fucking went at her. Why isn't Kurt Metzger fired from a show that's not being worked on? There's no job, dum-dums. I can't be fired from no job. Morons. You morons. Wow. You're as good as getting me as you are a rapist.
Okay, that was
I think you're doing bits.
That was a pretty good rape joke.
Oh, can you play the apology, please? My song
let's
apology.
Play it. Shelby, can you put it on?
Here, if you didn't listen to my real apology, enjoy the one Shelby prepared.
Here we go.
The judge said that the messages that he'd posted on Twitter were vile and insensitive.
And apparently back in 2009 and 2010, he had some tweets that weren't so good.
He's been suspended today following tweets published on his timeline which expressed racist and, quotes, repellent views.
Dear crowd, please accept my grating, horribly East Coast accented apology. I, Kurt Metzger, am as unfunny as I am unbangable.
I can't apologize better than that.
Hey. Oh, bravo, sir.
Shelby.
Bravo, Shelby.
You're a genius.
By the way, Comedy 101, whenever that comes out, that show, Bennington's.
Comedy 101, yeah.
Dude, that is the best thing. I forgot all about this
mess. That's the live one that they did at
Underground last night?
Yes.
It was me, Jay, and Sal Volcano.
Oh. Dude,
that is the funniest thing I haven't done a show that awesome in a while. And also Bennington Show.
You know,
great,
I love
Shelby.
Him. I love Bennington.
Dude, he's the best. Everything
I love
he
the whole
said,
Bennington family.
Everything he said was killer and no wasted, like a samurai.
He
dude.
Cuts the fat
he's
off
amazing.
Of shit.
He's amazing.
He knows how to get straight to the fucking point. He's like a surgeon.
So when that comes out, that Comedy 101 thing, listen to that and remember why you like me again after this shit. And anybody else?
Don't forget Cross the Mouth. We love you to listen to Cross the Mouth.
I was so happy this week because I didn't know what was going on, but I knew something was going on.
No.
And people would send me stuff. I'd be like, this, Kurt's great.
Poor fucking Amy, dude. She's like, listen, I don't even know. I just got back from this book thing and I don't understand what's happening.
She just got back from Hawaii. She was in Hawaii
but
chilling.
It's like, that's the last thing you girls. Want coming back from Hawaii.
Yeah, it's Kurt news. Yeah. It's Kurt. Yeah. That would have been a second title after fucking
Rape
Wars.
I twice the apologies I thought I did.
Rape Wars is so good, though.
Oh my God! All right. Well, thanks for checking in.
Yeah, the cop. Yeah, thank you for coming,
Scott,
man.
Yeah,
Scott,
man.
You gotta come back anytime.
Great.
Absolutely.
New go-to cop. We got a new go-to cop.
Awesome.
Good.
Yes, we need a go-to.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank
Karen,
you.
Karen, what do you say? Cross the mouth. This week is Tommy back from Ireland.
Next week he's back from Ireland, and we're like, I swear to God, we're this close to solving both Israel and race in America. Like,
oh my God.
We're cracking it every week, closer and closer.
Karen,
listen,
we yelled
wars,
about Israel on Saturday a little bit.
Oh, we yelled all night.
Yeah,
until the literal break of dawn.
They'll both be TV shows soon. We're gonna make all. We're gonna TV all everything. We TV and everything.
Yeah, you guys might want to get on
radio,
the ground
TV,
floor.
Podcast, everything.
Sure.
Does this conclude we the highest offers. Rated episode of Race Wars ever?
Yes, easily. And put Ann Coulter to shame.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, honestly,
big shout out to Charlamagne too for coming through. Charlamagne
the
God.
Charlamagne
we gotta
God,
get him back
you.
On more. He's asked me many a times to come on the show, but I'm glad the schedule's worked out today.
Yeah.
And next week, we definitely got Ashley coming in next week. Ashley Blazer Biden, Joe Biden's daughter, here on Race Wars next week.
All right.
That's huh? Fun. I'm making it happen out here.
And guys,
my blessing.
Tune in to Comedy Knockout. Whatever. Oh, I'm not on it.
That's
no,
it.
No hard feelings with them. They do what they have to. Definitely.
Listen, Kurt is right. That's it. Race Wars. Peace.